It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
That's right, unafeared, unafeared here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, from the BEA Beautiful Studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, I can't go anywhere without y'all getting in trouble while I'm gone. You know, it's just always kind of trouble happening. And right when it started, I got on plane. I give you some follow-up what we were talking about last week and how it turned into a storm here. This is what was going on. Last week, I get a call from several people and about this bill that kind of got snuck through, and all of a sudden, boom, next day it's going on committee as a whole. Now, committee of the whole means that it's going for a vote before the legislative body, be it the House or the Senate. There are Senate bills, there's House bills, and oftentimes they'll have sister bills where you have one bill is identical in the other house so that when they get passed, they get a reconciliation committee or what they call it, something like that. It's a conference committee between the two legislative bodies, and they kind of hammer out whatever, and then they both just vote on it's done. Goes to the governor's desk, they sign it, it's law. Well, one of the things, this has been my advocate, regardless of whether, you can never be enough of anything. Are you closed border enough? Are you open border enough? Are you enough on whatever? That's not even the point. Immigration has been the camouflage for national ID. This has been, I'll give up a little of my liberty here for security here. Or, I'll take your national ID card as long as you go and get all them Mexicans. All right. In that legislation is, how do we know? I don't know. You're walking while brown. We're going to put you in the paddy wagon and we're going to what? I don't know. We're going to check you how we do that. It's biometric. It's like in the movie Gattaca where they do blood samples or check your retina scan or something. I mean, and to do that, you have to have a database. You have to know these guys are. Senator Russell Pierce in 2003, I had him on the radio show, and the main thing was that he was pushing Prop 200, which was an anti-immigration thing. Now, that's how it was sold. In the last paragraph or two of that legislation, I could see it says you could not have, it had nothing to do with immigration. It was just in the name of immigration. You couldn't have any interface with the government without having an ID, including an Arizona driver's license, that was cleared with the federal government that you were a U.S. citizen. Well, what do you think a national ID is? And they'll go, well, it doesn't require it, so it's not really a real or national ID. It just, allows for it. That one kind of required it. Now they're saying that it doesn't require that they go through this thing. It just provides for it, funds it. You can't sue anybody for doing it. so they're going, it's not really. It's just, it just kind of enables it. Now, but it's not mandated. It just, you can't do anything to stop them. So it's, and I'm like, wow, is this how, and that's what they're saying. It's not national ID because it doesn't require it. It just provides for it. These guys kill me. So I'm going, they'd like to. So I go, all right. I see your argument. I just want to make sure that people see it. Go ahead. Give me your spiel. There it is. This is what they say. This is what the legislation says. This is what they say it says. That's why I say it says. You guys get to make up your own mind. They did. They go, oh, heck no. We see what this is. The emails and the phone calls and everything start just flooding. It's coming back today, right now, right now. We may get a call or text during this show, give an update on whether it passed or not. Well, it's like healthcare. What do I tell you? They're going to create their bucket of money. You know, did I tell you this was going to happen? They're just arguing over the plumbing and which special interest gets what. Did they pass health care? Yes. Oh, all the Republicans voted against it. Right. You mean like the TARP? If they needed a Republican to come back and say, yeah, we're going to get and do, and who'd they bring back? John, Republican, conservative, libertarian, Shadegg. Well, he's not running this year. Why? Because we did all kinds of science. Said national socialization of the economy isn't fascist. When I do it, .. John S.S. Shadegg. Everywhere he went, we had those signs. All of a sudden, it probably wouldn't be prudent at this juncture for me to seek office again. Yeah, that's what I thought. But if they get a Republican in there, he'll call him up. He'll go be ambassador or something. He's going to get some kind of cushy. He brought the TARP back. You know, we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars. There is no way he's not going to get his. I mean, heck, he may even get what he always wanted, which is an appointment to the Supreme Court as a justice. So I'm going, you know, this is how they roll, man. And if you know the history and you know what their desires are and what they're trading for and what they do, what they negotiate for, and everything, let me tell you, it's never in defense of your rights. I can tell you that right now. Okay, that's not on their radar screen. So what happened here is we have Russell Pierce, since he was a police officer, then he became director of motor vehicles, and you wonder where that leap came from. While he's director of motor vehicles, you know, he advocated for the fusion of your driver's license number with your Social Security number. I got a call earlier today. I said, get ready. Next week when I come back, we'll do the show. He's angry because he said, I can't get a driver's license because they insist I have to have a Social Security number. I don't have one. And I put mine on. I don't want it. I don't want a Social Security number. I can't get a driver's license. I'm sorry. You can't get a driver's license without a Social Security number. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's all part of the same thing. You're not a sovereign state anymore. They're not going to allow you to do it. I just put up, you know, I haven't put up on Freedom's Phoenix. I just loaded it up on YouTube, me going through the checkpoint. You know, we'll talk about that a little bit maybe too. Because they asked, you know, are you a U.S. citizen? I was born in Dade City, Florida. What? I was born in a hospital in Dade City, Florida. Well, does that make me a U.S. citizen? Well, by their criteria, probably. But what is it? I go, yeah, you know, and they go, ah, never mind, go. All right, what if we keep doing that? They go, no, no, no. You got to say, I am a U.S. citizen. And somebody, I asked, you know, out loud, I'm just asking this question. Why do they do that? I mean, you know, I assuming I'm going to tell the truth anyway, if I'm, you know, Ahab, the Arab or whatever, they just go, well, my friend said, he goes, well, of course they want you to say it because then you voluntarily put yourself under their jurisdiction. Yes, I'm a U.S. citizen. Do with me as you will. And I go, oh, that makes some sense. Okay, all right. It's just like the TSA anal probes at the check-in, go through the security checks at the airports. You got little three-year-old kids being told by their 23-year-old mom and dad, go, now take your shoes off for the nice wanding by the nice man. Stick your arms out. I see this happen all the time. And I'm just like, wow, man, what training. I mean, if you get to be old enough, you get to see the cycles on this stuff. You want to know how, you know, Nazi Germany happened? Well, you're watching it. Okay? So I'm going, all right. So I had Russell Pierce on when he was House Appropriations Chairman talking about this stuff. And I go, this is national idea. Oh, no, it's not. Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty much looks like it's quacking like a duck, man. So then time goes by. I get a call last week from Sheila Dean. She heads beatthechip.org. Ernie, we got to cover this thing. This is it. I can see where this. Oh, that's bad. Then John Green writes an article, and I go, all right. I'm busy. I got other stuff to do. I tell you what I'll do. I got my list of people that, you know, it's just a, you know, pulled out from Freedom's Phoenix database. It's just a list of about 3,000 activists. You know, includes some legislators. So it's everybody that's been interested or came across my radar screen over 20 years. I happen to get their email for this is we're interested in Arizona politics. Cool. So I said, here's the link to this about this bill. I sent it out. That's it. That night, all of a sudden, man, it all hit. Boom! The next day, people at the legislature, they put it off. Oh, we're not voting on today, man. We'll put it up next Tuesday. Heck no. What happened last night? The entire email system for the legislative body went out until this morning at 9 o'clock. Why? Because they got so many emails and so much communication from people last week on this bill that they knew they had to shut down the emails. I just got that from someone. They said they shut down the email system to the Arizona State Legislature. Really? I'm so not shocked. So, all right, that's, you know, how they want to roll. That's, you know, whatever. Because you're assuming that I care they pass this, don't pass. I just want to go ahead, pass it. But everybody's going to know exactly what you did. They're going to know that you know that they know you know they know. And you guys do whatever because, you know, in the end, yeah, who sold us down the river? Traitors first. Traitors first. What? I don't know. That's up to y'all. Probably not vote for them. You know, assuming you can trust that. So we go ahead and go through this process. Well, it had an impact. Now, Senator Appropriations Chairman Russell Pierce, oh, he didn't like that none too much. So what did he do? Sends out an email and a Senate letterhead saying I did an act akin to domestic terrorism on my way to the Liberty Forum. Ooh, I had that badge going for me. We'll talk about it when we come back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Love ain't the same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old story, same old song and dance.
It's the same. You've been around long enough. It's the same old song and dance. Can you do the, I don't know, the two-face, two-step? You know, that's what they do. And it's just, I mean, it would be funny if it wasn't so tragic. I'm just, oh, please, can I not? Well, nope, got to do it. Okay, well, this is what we're doing. Friday, as I'm leaving in the morning to go to New Hampshire to speak at the Liberty Forum, which is a once-a-year forum that they put in the summer by the Free State Project. The Free State Project, freestateproject.org, is when they selected a state for libertarian-oriented people to move to, and they selected New Hampshire because, you know, live free or die didn't hurt. But it's the way their government's structured and the way, you know, so, they meet for a very short period of time. They have a lot of people for a small population. They have hundreds. It's like 300 and something at least, or up to five. I don't know. It's around 400. It's a lot of legislators representing the people in New Hampshire, so everybody gets their say. They don't get paid, you know. They, you know, it's a little bit more representation, they think. They have an international border with Canada. They got access to the ocean, coastline. So there was a lot of reasons why they picked them. The big problem is they were next door to Boston, Massachusetts. I mean, you know, if you're in Boston, you got Massachusetts problem. People are fleeing that, going in there, you know, turn them communist. So they go, wait. Remember, we have freedom guys go there. Well, a lot of freedom-oriented people are like, can we go to the West, man? How about Wyoming or Montana or Idaho or something like that? I vote them. Well, you know, they chose New Hampshire for whatever reason. And a lot of people start going there to get involved in politics and such. And what happens? Well, you know, they having a good time and having an impact. So they start having a thing called the Liberty Forum. Well, Liberty Forum, they have a bunch of speakers, different breakouts over, at least 3 or 4 days. So there were three speakers that addressed the entire body, you know, the entire crowd. One was Judge Napolitano. He came in and gave him a what for her and really surprised a lot of the older folks. He's going on about, you know, Lenin and Lincoln, you know, a lot in common. He was going about how bad Lincoln was. And I remember an article written in the mid-90s by L. Neil Smith that was called Lincoln, the American Lenin. And you look at the real history, not what they're telling you in grade school, you know, elimination of habeas corpus, kidnapping people to go serve in the Union Army, arresting thousands of editors and writers and reporters and publishers of newspapers critical of the Civil War. Boom, you're in jail. I mean, they teach you this stuff, do they? No, they don't. Well, Judge Napolitano went on it, man. And I know you had a lot of older Americans there going, I used to like Judge Napolitano. And he hammered it. Oh, with this freedom thing. So I'm going, cool. So he addressed the full body, and then Bumper Hornberger and myself. And Bumper Hornberger from Future Freedom Foundation, Jacob Hornberger, you know him as, and he is really good about on the freedom thing. And he was around writing Freedom Daily's publication they did every month back in, they still do it, but they were doing it back in the early 90s. They started in 90, I think. And that was, you know, this is before the internet. I mean, if you didn't get a printed version of something, you know, or maybe you got a fax, you didn't know. You had no clue what was going on. Had the Breakfast Club, you know, they had a lot of people coming in doing that and forming us. But other than that, you were out on your lone prairie. It was whatever Dan Rather said. Guess what he said? The same five stories for 300 million people that the other guy said that was programmed. I'm going, that's good. Right. So I'm going, all right. So what are we going to do? Well, we're going to go ahead and have some fun. I give them what for, but on the way there, what happens? I get from me sending out that email just to a link that pointed to factual information on Freedom's Phoenix written by John Green. I get an email sent by Senator Russell Pierce on Senator Russell Pierce's email account from the Senate saying that, you know, I'm a domestic terrorist or my actions were like domestic terror, whatever. Put Ernest Hancock in the same line with domestic terrorist. And usually I don't care, you know, whatever, you know, if you're not, they're not squealing, you're not doing it right, you know. So I don't mind, but I'm back. I had dinner with Boston Tea Party Kenneth Royce. He's a good friend of mine. And we've had some meals together back there. And he said, Ernie, I'm telling you, man, you know, I understand your point, but, you know, having somebody, elected official like that calling you domestic terrorist, that doesn't go away. You know, it may be 5-10 years from now. It just gets added to all of a sudden you're on no fly list. All of a sudden, you know, whatever. And what did you do? You forwarded the link to accurate factual information on your website as a publisher. And you got a sitting elected state senator threatening your free speech. I don't think I'd let that go by. So I think about it and I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. So Monday morning, yesterday morning, I'm getting ready to go to the airport and I call Michael Kilsky. Now, Michael Kilsky, he and his wife run the business betterthanyours.com. That's a webmaster for Freedom's Phoenix. But what a lot of people don't know is also he's an attorney and got a big brain box. And he's state chairman of the Libertarian Party here in Arizona. So the boy's got skills and he's extremely intelligent. So I called him and I said, Michael, I got an idea. I go, I had a lot of people ask me to do something. One idea I think may be all right is we'll just go ahead and send a letter. And if you'll draft something up, and he did, he just did it on his own while I'm in the air. I land in Phoenix from New Hampshire. It's like a 5-hour and something flight coming this way. So I go, you know, what do you got? And he goes, you know, I went ahead and sent it off and I'll read it to you. But we sent it to the Senate Ethics Committee. You know, is this normal practice, you know, to threaten the free speech of a constituent, you know, of a Arizona resident? Is this how you guys roll? You know, just wondering, just wanting to put the question out there. So what else am I supposed to do? Am I going to file suit? A lot of people want me to file suit and do all this stuff and everything. I don't care. You know, it just gave me a stripe to go to New Hampshire with. I'm a domestic terrorist. Yeehaw! And I didn't even mention it in my speech. I forgot. I meant to. I mean, I talked to a lot of people about it and so on. Everybody knew. But I was like, dang it. I should have, like, ooh, I wanted to run back up there and do it. But I just don't care. I didn't even talk about me running for national chair. That wasn't even the issue. That wasn't why I was there. I was there to talk about the power of one. What can an individual have influence on? How powerful can one person be, certainly with the tools that we have with the internet and other things, just making signs, doing whatever? You know, that's what I'm all about, is amplifying the power of one. That is what makes me dangerous, is I understand how dangerous you are and what can I do to help you. Want to be helped? Got to get your butt off the couch. Got to go do something. So that's what, you know, how this came about. So when we come back at this beginning of the next segment, I'll go ahead and get right into reading you the ethics investigation request that we did. And right now, this is being discussed on the House floor. Are they going to pass this? And what this does is it indemnifies, which I had to look up. It means hold harmless. You can't do anything to an officer that stops you with probable cause. You know, it's a, you know, reasonable suspicion. It's a, I can't remember which one it is. One, it's a lighter one. It's like, yeah, because I felt like it. Okay. Pull him over. Oh, no, man, you was driving while brown. Where's your ID? Well, if that's a citizen, you know, and there's, and he doesn't have the ID to show he's a citizen or whatever, you hold him forever and do whatever, and there's people been held a long time on this stuff, there's nothing you can do about. They are indemnified. They are held harmless. This gives the police state insulation to do anything to you, and all they got to do is, like, I was stopping him to check his papers. That you want to know how Nazi Germany came? This is it. You think I'm kidding? What? Well, how else would it be? This is it. You want to talk about it? 866-986-6397. 866-986-6397. Come get me. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I know you want to talk about it. Let's do it. Yeah, I'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's going down. Respect for our rats by the government. But, you know, do I really count on them? No, I count on you. But what do? They want to convince you that giving up your rights is going to make you, I don't know. What are you convinced is going to happen? You really think you're going to be more secure, or just your self-esteem going to be elevated because you got papers that illegal immigrants don't have? Yeah, I'm legal and they're not. I mean, is it really a self-esteem thing? Is it that bad? I don't know. Give me what for? 866-986-6397. I'm ready to talk to you about this one. This is a biggie. You know, I got, you know, morning show, man. They're all one. Come get me. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. 866-986-NEWS. 866-986-6397. 866-986-6397. 866-986-NEWS. Man, do I want you to call? Yeah, this time today, call. Come on. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. You know, normally I got plenty, you know, talk about, and let's just do whatever. But this is it. This, you want to know how you get to a police state? Well, usually it's by you begging for it. Of course, it's in the name of what are the national ID? What do you think they were going to do it in the name of? In the name of control, in the name of authority, in the name of Big Brother and a police state? No, it's going to be in the name of something. You know, if it was not going to be an immigration, what else did they try? H1N1 for health. Well, now they passed a health care. Well, what do the ranchers want? They want to know where all their cattle is. You know, they even got, for the first time in human history, the king has inside our head knowledge. You know, Facebook, all these kids, you know, their picture of them with their friends. You know, picture of girls making out with their girlfriends. I mean, you know, guys, you know, smoking dope on that thing. You know, heck, that's what's his name, the swimmer. Yeah, Phelps or whatever his name was. He's at a party, you know, smoking a bong. You know, he should have got extra endorsements from other people. Some of them, they lost them, cost some money. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, you have all of this stuff on Facebook to where their favorite colors, their favorite books, their favorite movies, their innermost thoughts, or, you know, all this stuff. And now what do they have with healthcare? What's inside your body? What organs are working? Where the bone breaks are? How much, what expense are you going to have? There is going to be a big giant Bubba government 20, 30, 40 years from now, heck, 5 years from now, next month, whatever. And they're going to go, you know, these people don't get any more cut off or done. It was like THX 1138 or wherever it was, that Lucas film that was done back in the 70s with, what's his name? Duvall. Robert Duvall played the lead character. and him escaping, and they had the machine going after him and everything. And finally, he just exceeded the budget to catch him, so they just let him go. It cost too much to get this guy. Eh, never mind. Yeah, go out there and be free, whatever. You know, is that what we got to do? We just got to make it too expensive for him? I don't know. But what do? They come after it out of desperation, domestic terrorism. They're willing to go straight for the jugular, man. They want to. All the niceties just went away. Yeah, they're going to do this. Let's go up against the revolution. All right, you guys want to play? Want to play? Because what better thing for us to go after? Because I know what this is going to do. It's going to be neon flash, and I told you so. It's like when they did we advocated for an unrestricted concealed carry. Okay, no permit, none of that stuff in 94. Well, they passed a permit process because the initiative for unrestricted was so popular. They go, we got to do something. And we told people, said, look, if they do this permit, you do this, they're going to be stopping. It's going to come up on the officer's thing that you're armed. They're going to be drawn down on you. Get out of the car. Where's your gun? Do all this kind of stuff. Your rights are going to be conditional based on blah, blah, blah. Sure enough, that's what happened. Then it's an every year renewal process. You got to go through more training. You got to pay money. And they're going, this sucks. I'm going, let's see, who said that before? Let me think for a second. It was me and a bunch of my friends and all of us activists are saying, what the hell did you think was going to happen? You know, quit asking permission for the, you think you're going to be more secure by getting some kind of permission slip from the government and feel happy about it, proud of it. Heck, some of these guys would wear their concealed carry permission slip on their freaking chest. I got my government permission slip. Okay. Whether you think you need to get it or not, it's better than not, or that's a whole nother thing, but I'm not proud for having asked for permission to defend myself. It's a cultural thing. It's a psychological thing. It is us against them in how we think. It's not complicated. Are you free between the ears? Did you declare your independence without a government form? I mean, do you think there's something you got to fill out? There's something you got to do? Let me see. Declare my independence. Done. Done, 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 done. That's the way you're thinking. Doesn't mean I don't stop when the lights come on. Doesn't mean I don't get a driver's license. Doesn't mean I don't, I under duress. I understand. Yes, yes, and boss, here it is. Yeah, don't beat me. You know, I'm not asking for it. I know a lot of activists that do. You know, I've done different. You know, when I do something, you know, it's staged. You know, I already know what the ramification is. I know what the maximum fine is. I know what the conditions are. I know one little thing I could do a little differently that would put me in jail forever if I don't. So I don't do that thing, but I still make the point. I go, you know, it's creative activism. It's like when we, you know, brought guns to Obama coming. Of course, I, you know, dealt with the Phoenix police. I let them know what we were going to do. I made sure that we were legal. I got the, you know, we were, you know, I it's structured. And what did I get criticism for from CNN saying, well, it was staged. Yeah, it was staged, you moron. You guys are so easy. Did we get to make our points, all of them? Yep. And you got to help me. Thank you for playing. Arr, they hate that. Well, that's the same thing going on with this immigration thing. Ernie's, you know, open border. Well, I am or not, it's not even the freaking point. It's national ID. And then Senator Russell Pierce, you know what? We're going after Ernie. Oh, he's a domestic terrorist. So what do they want? They want to be between the libertarian Ernest Hancock against conservative flag-wearing Republican Russell Pierce. That's not the issue. I don't care. Senior editor Pal Gamel, he put up an article this weekend, and there was a quote in there where a guy said, when fascism comes to America, it'll be wrapped in an American flag. And the picture is Russell Pierce standing there with a camera below, you know, well lit, you know, kind of this, you know, front to run pose, and him holding the American flag with American flag shirt on. And I'm going, ouch, that's so ouch. Yep, that made the point. Okay, let's see if I can get through this quickly in this. Yeah, I'll wait till the next segment. I know I'm such a fibber. I said I was going to get right to it. We go in the break in 3 minutes. It probably won't be enough to finish this letter. So when we come back, pinky swear again, I will go ahead and read the letter from my attorney to the ethics committee. And that's another thing. They don't have a listing of who's on the ethics committee. You can't go on the internet and find out who the ethics committee is. So, you know, we have some insiders and they find out for us. It's these four senators. But I'm going, why isn't this listed? Well, because you know, for the same reason we just turn off the email system last night, because this is what we're dealing with. You think they play fair? You know, so I don't play with them. That's why we do it the way we do it. We bypass the lamestream media, the media so last century. But, you know, you have some alternative media, you know, liberal media. They're all over this one. But they're arguing over stupid stuff. Oh, it's bigotry. It's racism. It's not, you know, because they just want open borders and so on. I don't care about whatever. You know, we're dealing with principled issues here. You know, we're talking about this national ID thing. So when we really hammer them and have an effect and, you know, start them losing votes, they're going, ooh, we love earning freedom in Phoenix now. So now they're covering a lot of this. You know, I'll get their story up there, too. I know they wrote a story that just went up. So I'll go ahead and put them up in the break and see if I can find them. But this is a battle that, you know, it educates people. You know, on the left, they're interested. Wow, how did they do this? How did they get a bunch of conservative Republicans to stop supporting this bill? How did they do that? It was principle. It was making a clear, rational argument. It was outing the fact that everybody was going to know what they did and that they did it. In the future, I mean, when are we going to find? You want to know how they got away with this? You want to know? Because what happened this weekend? While I'm back east, I'm at the Liberty Forum on Freedom's Phoenix this weekend, a city councilman that happened to be black, okay, there was a fire in his neighborhood. He go to check on one of the women. He's like, hey, you know, she's disabled in there. Did you get her back? Sir, get back behind her. There. He goes, hey, you know, I just want to know this woman's going to, boom, he's on the ground. They handcuff him, beat him good. Oh, I'm sorry. You're my boss? You know, I just, it's so classic. You know, so while they're doing all this, we need to have a food tax to fund for more police. And they go, one of the city councilmen, they beat and handcuff. Oh, it just never stops. Well, all right, I pinky swear I'll read the letter of the Ethics Committee and Arizona Senate when we get back. You stay right there.
There are those that just want to be left alone and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
What are we going to do? I think we need to just free our minds. How about we do that? Let's free the mind. Because then what? How do you unlearn the truth? Now, what are you going to do then? You know, I don't know. I guess you got to waterboard somebody. And no, that's not the truth. Say it. You know, what is it going to take to get you to say it? I don't know, but they want you to say it. Yeah, I'm so sorry, man. I'll make it stop. So I try and just be inspirational. Let's just find the truth. Can I advocate for the truth? Let's look for a little bit of truth. Well, when you do that and you highlight it, well, then you got legislators going after you saying, no. Don't, no, heck no. I'm like, really? All right. You know, I understand. Well, let's go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and post this up real quick. Let me push a couple of buttons here because I wanted to get this article up by that was done by the New Times. They have an article that is about, you know, a lot of links about what's going on back and forth. I'll quit it about this because this is hitting the local press. You know, this is becoming a thing. And what they do in the legislature is I've learned to not care anymore. I just, it's so bad. I mean, what is it? I tell you what it's like. If you got a train going downhill over a cliff, are you really worried what color the train is? you know, how the deck chairs are arranged as the ship goes beneath the waves. I mean, is that really a concern of yours? Yeah, change your love, whatever. You know it's going anyway. What's the difference? At least, you know, get off the train, step on the sign, go, and whoosh, there it goes. There it goes. And, you know, they're doing this and that and so on, because it doesn't matter what they do. It's done. It's over. It's finished. So I don't get all worked up about what they do, because am I allowed not to care? Because it doesn't make any difference. What we can get out of it is just what we can learn from it, what people can learn from what has happened and who did it and why they did it and how they did it. That's what we do at Freedom's Phoenix and on the show. That's why I tell you, if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, don't you feel like the mind fog has been lifted away a little bit? You know, things just a little bit clearer? Now, of course, they're going to pass the health care bill. What I've been saying, this is never a doubt. It was just the plumbing of the bucket. And they're not even done with that. And it's all going to go off the cliff with the train anyway. So what's the solution? We're the solution. Just individuals. You know, you're going to have to rely on yourself. You're going to have some network. You're going to have to know where to get some food. You know, fortunately here in Arizona, we have a lot of farmers markets and so on. Of course, they're going to get overwhelmed, but you have people that you add water, man, it freaking grows. 300 and whatever days of sunshine, that'd be a lot of growing. And it's warm. And you add water, stuff grows. A lot of people don't know. Arizona is number two or three in orange production behind California and Florida. And we're number one in cotton. You know, there's a big, our state seal is agriculture and mining. We got it going on. We're good. Can we be self-sustaining? I don't know. Enough. They just, you know, Arizona always gets the hammer because our nail's sticking up higher all the time. Why do you think Obama keeps coming here? Why do you think DEA agent becomes sheriff of Maricopa County, largest county in the country? Sheriff Arpaio. Why do you think Janet Napolitano comes here to be a U.S. assistant attorney under Clinton in Reno, then becomes attorney general, then becomes governor, then becomes Department of Homeland Security? Why do you think it's Arizona? Why do you think you have reporters, Don Bowles, the museum in Washington, D.C., has an entire wing with his blown-up B-210? Why do you think it is that reporters that start reporting on the corruption, and boom, their car gets blown up? Why do you think this stuff happens? Why? Oh, yeah, Ben Affleck's making the movie about it. Why? New Jersey don't got nothing on us. Oh, lots of corruption. It goes way back. The Arizona Project. Look up the book. IRE.org. InvestigateReportersAndEditors.org started with that investigation of the Arizona Project, Don Bull's killing. Because they knew they were on the line, man. If reporters start going after corruption like this and they start blowing them up, we're all on the front lines. They go, heck no. So they made a big stinking deal out of that. But now they just bought them all. They eliminated a lot of the report. Heck, the print media is going out anyway. That didn't stop them from lying. Heck, the newspaper here, the Arizona Republic, keeps getting smaller and smaller. I mean, literally, on the money, it's like a penny saver. Seriously. And what do? They just regurgitate the same crap. Woohoo! We passed health care. You know, this is what's happening. Wait a minute. What do I go to? I'm going to be a fibber again. 58. Okay, I got enough time. Let's go ahead and read the thing before I go being a fibber again. All right, this is the ethics request to the Ethics Committee, Arizona State Senate, Capitol Complex, 1700 West Washington, Phoenix, Arizona, 85007. Regarding Senator Russell Pierce. Dear Senate Ethics Committee, this firm, now this is Michael Kilsky and his law partners and so on. They, he is the state chair of the Libertarian Party. He's an attorney, and he's also a webmaster for Freedom's Phoenix. So I got good representation. When I get in real bad trouble and so on, I have all kinds of legal help we can get. So we're all good. This firm represents Ernest Hancock, publisher of Freedom's Phoenix and its freedomsphoenix.com website. And I ask that any replies be directed to me. I am writing to request that a formal inquiry be initiated into the actions of Senator Russell Pierce, specifically the senator's widely disseminated assertion that Mr. Hancock's publication of factual and current material on a pending bill sponsored by the senator was, quote, was just short of a domestic terrorist act. Specifically, on March 16, 2010, Mr. Hancock's Freedom's Phoenix publication published an opinion piece by John Green asserting, among other matters, that the senator that the Senator Pierce-sponsored SB 1070 would promote the institution of national ID. Mr. Hancock sent an email with a link to this opinion article to a number of email addresses, including the email addresses of a number of Arizona senators and representatives. Perhaps as a consequence of Mr. Hancock's email and what are believed to have been numerous calls to the House and Senate regarding this bill and its companion-generated bill as a result of that email, on March 17th, 2010, the vote on the bill was put off and the bill retained on the schedule. That means that they, you know, figure out when they're going to do it again, which is today. On March 18th, 2010, Senator Pierce sent out an email, bold, using his official Senate email account, in which he defended the bill and concluded, referring to Mr. Hancock's email, this whole email campaign was just short of a domestic terrorist act. It should not need stating, yet given Senator Pierce's reckless accusation here, it is important to point out the following fundamental principles enshrined in our founding documents. Arizona Constitution, Article 2, Section 5, the right of petition and of the people peacefully to assemble for the common good shall never be abridged. Arizona Constitution, Article 2, Section 6, every person may speak freely, write, and publish on all subjects, being responsible for the abuse of that right. I'll take responsibility. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. U.S. Constitution, Amendment 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The rights to speak freely and to petition one's government are fundamental to our system of ordered liberty. Moreover, Mr. Hancock's actions combined his exercise of free speech with his petition to legislators on a matter pending before these deliberative bodies. I can think of few activities more deserving of the highest levels of protection. Senator Pierce's response, using his position as a member of the Arizona State Senate via his official Senate email account, labeling Mr. Hancock's protected and privileged speech as just short of domestic terrorist act, is an outrage and nothing short of a pointed threat to directly or indirectly punish Mr. Hancock by labeling him a terrorist, with all the negative consequences that label likely entails. In this day and age, one should not lightly cast about accusations, including the term terrorist. Senator Pierce, in what appears to be a blatant abuse of the power of his office and station, overstepped the bounds of civil discourse and threatens Mr. Hancock's liberties. To punish Mr. Hancock and chill the exercise of his rights to free speech and to petition, I ask that the Ethics Committee take on this matter, investigate it fully, that Senator Pierce be admonished and censured, and that he be required to retract his veiled threats. Respectfully, Michael Kilsky, counselor and attorney at law. Retract his veiled threats. How veiled do you think that was? come on, man. You know it wasn't that veiled. So, you know, whatever. This is good enough. Am I threatening any kind of legal action or anything? Nah. It's just paper in a file. It's just putting it in there. It's putting it out there. It's putting it on Freedom's Phoenix. So when this comes up, you know, you got some response to it. Am I allowed to petition my government for redress? Am I allowed to forward an email of factual information as a publisher? I mean, this is exactly the mindset behind this bill. This is it. And they want immunity. They want indemnification. You cannot get me for do it. This is the mindset behind this stuff. But you're begging for it. Gotta get them brown people. Think about it. This is what happens when you beg for this kind of stuff. You want your security enhanced by taking away or giving up your liberty. So you get to have a shiny badge. You can start thinking about this stuff. That's why we're here. We'll see you after the top of the hour.